You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
What's happening in our world right now can be very unsettling, to say the least. We've been stuck in our homes for months. The economy's been put on hold. The market can't decide if it's in a bull or bear market. There's been mass protests, civil unrest have broken out across America. So it's natural to feel a little fearful or even uncertain about everything, especially when it comes to your money and planning for retirement. But when you think about it, all these things that we talked about just now are out of your control. They're out of our control, my control, Matt, Keith, they're out of our control. But if you start focusing on things that you can control, you can make some serious progress within your nest egg. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck on the SHP Retirement Roadmap Show. Things like taxes, income, diversification, Social Security, investment risk. There's a laundry list of things that you can control when you're actually planning for retirement, even during times of crisis, uncertainty like we're feeling right now. And any single one of them could help you protect and grow your wealth. So coming up on today's show, Matt and I will share four specific things that you can control now that could potentially have a profound impact on your nest egg, including things like overlooked strategies that could save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement, a key to investment diversification that could decrease your investment risk, which a lot of people are looking for right now, plus a contrarian approach that could increase your Social Security benefits. So Matt, let's get right, I know we like to do some small talk, but today I think this is important. Let's get right into it. One of the things we talk about on many shows is that you can control, well, you want to control what you can control. Mm-hmm. And the thing that we know, the market's obviously going to fluctuate up and down, but taxes are, it takes an act of Congress to change them, right?
Right.
So what are some things that we can do to control how much taxes we pay in retirement?
Well, yeah, let me just jump back to the idea of why it's just so important. Like why it can potentially derail people's retirement plans. You know, forget about the market movement, as you said, great point. Can't decide if it's a bear or a bull. But just the idea of why it's such a big, you know, taxes is such a big issue and how you can control those. But as a reminder, you know, people think in terms of taxes and they think of like withholdings and their W-4 and things like that. But how much taxes are is just as important when you're working as it is when you're in retirement. Because it's all subject to that same income taxes, especially if this is IRA and 401k money and things along those lines. That money's never been taxed. It's going to be subject to income taxes. And so we have to get Uncle Sam and the income tax, cloud looming over that out of our lives. And what's made worse about it is that it's extremely complicated. You know, the rule books, I was reading an article on MarketWatch. I mean, the rule books are long, like 300 pages plus. Jeez. In regards to kind of the retirement taxes and required minimum distributions and things along those lines. And then some of the penalties are extremely high. Like for if you do an underpayment of a required minimum distribution, let me just quickly explain. A required minimum distribution is a withdrawal that you have to take after the age of 72 from your IRAs. And now let's just say you forget to take them. Right? Well, not only, as I mentioned, is some of these tax code 300 pages long, but the penalties, if you do not take your RMD, it's a 50% penalty.
Yeah.
So it's very complicated. So
here's a 300 page rule book, and if you mess it up, 50% penalty.
right. So, I mean, and that's why we talk about all the time. I mean, we talk about the importance of tax planning, you know, not preparing. We're not CPAs. We're not filing your taxes or anything along those lines. But we're using that process, the financial planning process and the tax planning process, to make sure that people are factoring in what taxes are now and what they could go in the future.
And Matt, that's why we have it in the same MarketWatch article. The reason we have it in our process as part of the retirement roadmap. Tax planning is a huge part, because when you add it all up, in this article, it said for an individual with $1 million in retirement savings, these hidden taxes can equate to over $61,000 lost over the course of retirement. And I know whether you have $1 million, $10 million, or $200,000, $61,000 is a big number, right?
No, and that's the thing too. I mean, if people don't have a plan on how to withdraw from their IRAs.
That was my second thing. You need to have a plan. For when you can't just say I'm gonna retire and start pulling from my 401k and IRAs.
Right. So that's the thing. I mean, you sort of jump back, even though we're talking about tax planning, it comes into income planning, or you know, it's part of our process.
Sure.
Because when people, as they're withdrawing money, again, controlling what you can control, you need to have a plan for your, you know, how you withdraw money from your IRA and 401k. You know, as you said, this is all, you know, pre-tax dollars. This money has never been taxed before. And if people do so, if they don't have a plan for it, they could unknowingly jump into a higher tax bracket and cause higher taxes on everything, but also including your Social Security benefits, where you could pay up to 85% taxes on the Social Security benefits if you don't have a plan for all these withdrawals.
And if you're listening, you could also be jumped into a Medicare premium tax where you're paying more for Medicare. So there's all these things have to be weighed when you're running a tax plan. And then Matt, when you get close to the age of whether you inherit an IRA or you're 72 or older, you have to have a plan, like you mentioned, for required minimum distributions that we're forced to take out. Because if you don't do anything and just leave it until you're 72 and do no planning, that again could jump you into brackets that we're not, that might be something you're not happy with if you let it sit and ride and don't do anything.
Well, and that's the thing. And I think that's like the last kind of, you know, talk about, you know, making sure that people address when it comes to taxes. Again, have that tax planning, have a plan for income and how you take distributions, you know, knowing that Social Security and Medicare are going to be sort of looming. And then also, you know, consider a Roth conversion.
That's a big one.
Yeah. I mean, I know we talk about it a lot, but really want to stress that because, you know, obviously with the stimulus that was passed to get us through the pandemic, and there may even be more in the future, most likely taxes are going to go up. And so, like, according to Ed Slott, you know, who we quote a lot, but, you know, he was on an interview with CNBC, and he said, now is the time to shovel everything you can into a Roth IRA. It's a slam dunk. You can almost, you should almost always do a Roth conversion whenever you can afford to.
Yeah.
And so, what a Roth conversion is, just for all of our, you know, just for you to understand, is you take a chunk of your IRA asset.
A 401k.
Or 401k, thank you. And then you move it into a Roth IRA. Now, it's a taxable transaction, so you have to implement it correctly. However, once it's moved over into the Roth category, it's now income tax-free for life.
So here's the deal. If I asked you how much money you've saved for retirement, I bet a lot of you listening right now would pull that answer right off the top of your head. We all know how much we've saved. But if I asked you how much you'll pay in taxes on that money when you retire, most folks don't have a clue, to be honest. And that's downright scary. Because how much you've saved in retirement and how much you've saved for retirement is meaningless unless you know how much you'll be taxed on this money. Think about it. People are concerned about the market, it's going to go down 20%. But if taxes go up 20%, think about what that means. You have to take 20% more out of your portfolio to keep the same amount. So learn how some defensive tax planning strategies could help you dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement with our complimentary retirement tax analysis. This analysis will show you the defensive tax planning strategies that could help you save tens of thousands of dollars. Everyone's situation is different, but we can look at ways within your IRA, 401k, Social Security benefits, investment income, and more to potentially save a ton of money in taxes. Some advisors may charge thousands of dollars just for this one review of your situation. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for the listeners on today's show. The strategies we use are best suited for folks who have saved up at least $250,000. But for some of you who have saved up high six, seven, or eight figures, the tax savings could be significantly more. To get your complimentary analysis, call right now, 508-952-6316. If you're seriously interested in how you could potentially save a small fortune in taxes, please call now because we only have a handful of slots for these appointments every week and our calendars fill up pretty quickly from the show. Learn how you could again potentially save a small fortune in taxes when you retire with our free complimentary retirement tax analysis by calling 508-952-6316. According to Barron's, the Fed sees interest rates nearing zero through 2022. So how will you generate income in retirement? Matt and I will reveal some surprisingly attractive options when we come back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
Does the current market volatility have you questioning everything? Will my money last? Should I sell? Should I do nothing and pray the markets recover? It's time to get some real answers. And at SHP Financial, that's exactly what you'll get. No fluff, no Wall Street double talk. Just real answers by real people who live right here and understand our local community. We always make it easy to find information. You can watch one of our complimentary webinars or download one of our books online at shpfinancial.com. Whether you've recently lost your job and need some help understanding your options with your 401ks and financial plan, or whether you're retired or planning for retirement and are concerned about your retirement income, we're here to help. Call us at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or go online to shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
A pandemic, an economic shutdown, a stock market teetering on a razor's edge, and civil unrest. It's a frightening world we live in today, and it's only natural to feel fearful and uncertain about your retirement savings, especially if you're close to or in retirement. But you must remember all these things are out of our control, out of your control. And if you put fear aside and focus on the things you can control, you could potentially make some serious progress with your nest egg. So again, I'm Matthew Peck. Sorry, Matt. Sorry
right.
to get to
no,
you. I'm Derek Gregoire, I think.
Switching hats right
joined
now.
Joined by Matthew Peck. Keith is off for today. But today we're talking about four specific things that you can control now that may have a profound impact on your retirement savings. And on this segment, we're going to talk about options to generate diversified streams of income in retirement with next to 0% interest rates. All right. So Matt, we've seen... Think about it, right? With the options, if you're a retiree back in 1981, you could probably just throw your money in a CD. Now, we were pretty young then, but from what I hear, you could put your money into a CD and generate like a 5, 10, 15%. I mean, the returns were ridiculous back then.
Right, right.
And just your money's safe. You get a nice little return and there's no sense taking risk, right? But now you have the banks paying nothing. Bonds have their own issues. People are afraid of the stock market, so you have to have a plan in place here.
It is so true. I mean, think about how much has changed if you go back to 1981, as you mentioned. I mean, you know, you first saw 2008 with the financial crisis there and how much they cut interest rates. And then, you know, over the past couple of years, you saw negative interest rates, you know, in areas like Japan and in Europe. And now, just when we're trying to kind of put interest rates back up, or maybe, you know, things like CDs and, you know, and sort of, you know, long-term bonds were... you know, that have been so traditionally accepted. You know, here comes the pandemic. You know, here comes COVID-19, and now interest rates are back down. And you know, Chairman Powell had a great line where he said, "We're not even thinking of rising interest rates." I mean, he's been, you know, the Fed's basically almost saying about how much of a profound impact this could potentially have, you know, until a vaccine, and no one knows exactly when that's going to be. So this is the new reality.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about just the importance of, you know, we every day we talk about, you know, probably with clients about, you know, portfolio diversification and having, you know, your stocks and in your large cap and your mid cap. And, you know, you got to have diversification there, but you absolutely need to have diversification with your income plan. But we have to shop around. We have to sort of, you know, make sure we have different sources. Now, some of them are guaranteed. I mean, certainly, you know, you take a look at Social Security, you know, and hopefully if people are lucky enough to have a pension. But then you also need to consider things like dividends, stocks, bonds, or maybe corporate bonds. We'll talk a little bit about real estate investments, annuities. I mean, you need to look, you know, you kind of have to have the full playbook, you know, to build this income stream that's going to retire, you know, last throughout retirement.
Well, we think about from MarketWatch, there was a study that said 6 out of 10 people, I thought it'd be even more than that, but 6 out of 10 people said that they're afraid of running out of money before they die. And there's one thing that can help alleviate that fear, and that's creating income. Because when you're working, you get this paycheck, everything's nice, you know, you just, I want to spend my money, I just got to wait a week or two and I just get another paycheck. Well, when you're retired and that happens, you have to have a plan to replace that paycheck. And that's the thing. If you're entering retirement or getting close to retirement and you don't have a plan in place, or we call it the SHP roadmap, you're bound to be a little nervous because you don't know where it's coming from, if the market's going to change that income, if you have to go back to work down the road. So it's nervous to be a little uneasy. Well, natural.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then you sort of need to kind of understand what those sources are. You know, so for example, we talk about the market. Well, the market has what are called dividend paying stocks. So that's companies like IBM and Procter Gamble and Campbell Soup and companies that, you know, as their profits come in, they give a certain amount, or their dividend, they give a certain amount back to people that own the stock. And it's really nice because it can, you know, if it's a well-run company, you can get this steady stream of income in the form of dividends. However, you need to have a certain stomach with it, because the value is going to go up and down. I mean, IBM or any of these companies are going to go up and down, and certain companies will slash or cut their dividend if Correct. They hit, you know, difficult times, such as GE or Boeing and some of the oil companies and things along those lines. You know, so it's good to know that it's a tool in the toolbox, but that's just one option people need to consider.
And even like I said, Matt, you know, we're a full financial planning service firm. So we use the market for most of our clients, but we also use certain types of annuities. Some people say, oh no, annuities are the worst thing, but there's 3 to 5 that are really good if you use them properly. So much so, my wife and I, 40 and 41 years old, just moved a chunk of our money into them a few weeks ago. Now, we're not pro annuity or anti annuity. It's really, is this a good fit? And for folks that are getting close to or in retirement, if we can put a portion into something that doesn't have any market risk, that has some upside potential, and that they can take some money year in and year out, that's something we'll explore, because that's another source that we can draw from in retirement. But a lot of our clients, Matt, I think the solution is, like you said, have a diversified suite of different things providing income.
Well, and that's the other thing too, for some of our higher net worth clients, we do talk a little bit about municipal bonds as well.
We have a portfolio that we manage that's in that for municipal bonds, that is a nice little tax, you know, mostly tax-free, almost sometimes double tax-free in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. And that's the idea. So if, just so everyone understands what a bond is, I mean, basically a bond is a loan that you give to the company or to the
municipality,
right? So as long as they can pay their bills or pay their loans and their debts, you then get interest. But the reason why municipal bonds can be so powerful is that, as you were saying, Derek, they sometimes they're not subject to the double taxation. And you're, you know, in the yield of the or your dividends and the interest you're getting are actually a lot higher than if you had to pay taxes on
Correct.
This. And but as you were saying about the annuities, I mean, it's just These are all just, you know, tools in the toolbox. And, you know, you need to work with an advisor that can you know, rummage around that the toolbox and put together the using the different tools, you know, putting together the, you know, that nice combination that's just right for you.
And Matt, a lot of your clients and our clients and my clients that are listening right now have a little bit of all those things, right? Some of them have dividend stocks, some of them have annuities, some of them have municipal bonds. And it really has to do with having a plan, having a roadmap. You can't get from point A to point B without a roadmap, and it all starts with income. Well, if you're listening right now, according to Barron's, the Fed sees interest rates near 0% through 2022. This makes generating income virtually impossible for traditional sources that many of us and you have used in the past, like CDs and savings accounts that just aren't paying. This forces you to take more investment risks. But given the recent roller coaster ride on Wall Street, can you stomach that much risk? And everyone's different, right? The good news is there are better options for generating income that you may not even know exists. And that's why we created our retirement income analysis. It's all part of our retirement roadmap process, but income planning is like the foundation. That's the main thing we want to start with. In this 50-minute analysis, we'll quickly assess your situation and share the strategies other people are successfully using today that could generate a steady and diversified stream of income during your retirement. We're going to do this customized retirement income analysis for the listeners on this show today, and we're not even going to charge you a dime. If you save more than $250,000, call 508-952-6316. Our staff has only set aside a handful of slots and appointments for this analysis every week, and they fill up pretty quickly from the show. So don't wait. The number again is 508-952-6316, 508-952-6316. According to Forbes, 96% of Americans claim their Social Security benefits at the wrong time, and this mistake can cost them an average of $111,000. When we come back, Matt and I will share the strategy that could help you avoid this mistake.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Don't be at the mercy of Wall Street. The erratic stock market volatility could cost you hundreds of thousands and keep you or put you back in the workforce. For those near or in retirement, large market downturns could be devastating to your future. So if you're over the age of 55 and aren't 100% sure that your retirement plan is protected, call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement readiness review. It takes about an hour to find out if you're too exposed to stock market swings, if fees are eroding your gains, if you're paying too much in taxes, and if you're maximizing on your Social Security benefits. You can have the financial security you deserve. Take charge of your retirement and call the retirement team at SHP Financial today. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
In many ways, the world seems a little out of control right now. And if you're retiring in the next 5, 10 years, or even less, that might be making you quite nervous. But don't forget, you have 100% control over several critical factors that routinely make or break retirement. Focusing on just a handful of these, or letting us help you focus on these, can help your money and investments go a lot further than you ever thought possible. So this is the SHP Retirement Roadmap Show. Myself, Derek Gregoire, and Matthew Pecker here, talking about four specific things that you can control now that may be able to have a profound impact on your retirement savings. Coming up on this segment, some little-known strategies that could help you generate or get more income from Social Security than the Social Security Administration themselves could never tell you. And Matt, and everyone listening, when we say we have the SHP Retirement Roadmap, and it sounds like a lot, right? Because it sounds like a lot because it is a lot, but this is what we do at SHP for the clients that we serve and the families that we serve and the generations that we hope to serve down the road. It's having five key areas: an income plan that gives you income when you retire ongoing. It's designated, it's written out. An investment plan to make sure your portfolio is managed in the proper way based on your goals, your age, your situation, and how comfortable you are. A tax strategy, like we talked about a few segments ago. Tax planning is huge in retirement, to look for ways to minimize taxes on your hard-earned savings. Healthcare planning, where is your Medicare? What are you going to have for Medicare? A supplemental plan, long-term care, what does that look like? If you retire early, what does that health insurance look like? And estate planning, making sure there's a trust, will, probate avoidance, making sure you leave the assets you've worked so hard to the people and organizations that you care most about. But Matt, that's a roadmap, right? All those areas. But it starts with income. Mm-hmm. Income is the foundation of retirement. And we talked about last segment, it's important to have in your portfolio various diversification versus of income of where your money's coming from. But part of your income plan, before we even get to that point, is deciding how and when you're going to take Social Security and pension. And this segment specifically on Social Security.
No, and it's so true. I mean, again, it goes back to the whole idea of control what you can control, right? And you can control how you take and claim Social Security. And I think, you know, there's that traditional rule of thumb that people say, like, oh, you should wait as long as possible. But it's so much more complicated. I mean, everyone else is saying, oh, delay Social Security until 70. Oh, delay Social Security until 70. And it's like, no, what we're saying is that you need to have an analysis done. You need to take control of of when you claim, because waiting until 70 may not be in your better interests, because there are so many other things at work. You know, we talk about taxes. You know, we talk about the fact that, okay, depending on when you're taking out your IRA and 401k assets, if you take them out too much, suddenly, you know, your Social Security might be 85% taxable, and now that hurts you in the long term. Or also too, what about the how is your health? You know, how is your spouse's health? You know, there are so many other factors that go into it than just that traditional rule of thumb, like, oh, wait until you're 70. You really need to control that, and you really need to have a plan that analyzes that to the break even and to the very penny.
And I think I mentioned Forbes earlier, but I think it was actually Bloomberg, Matt, that said that 96% of hardworking Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security benefits from timing mistakes, mm-hmm. right? In terms of, like, so think about, so, and we looked at, there's also an article in Forbes that says there are 2,728 rules in their handbook for Social Security, and there's literally hundreds of thousands of rules about the 2,728 rules that exists, right? So it's a tough maze to navigate to. It seems pretty simple. Yeah, I just call, I trigger it, and that's it. But if you want to maximize your retirement, dot every I, cross every T, you're going to want to analyze options like we do with our clients all the time for when to take Social Security.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's been calculated that Social Security is roughly about a $1.5 million annuity, okay? And so yeah, you're probably going to want to be very smart about how you claim, because, as you said, Bloomberg said $111,000 was left on the table. And so it's like, how you claim Social Security is just so crucial, because if I go back to that 1.5 million level that Forbes quoted it at, it's like, okay, I want to make sure I don't leave a single penny of that on the table, because that's a lot of money.
Well, if you think about it, Matt, too, like when it comes to, so what would be a reason in my mind? So when we run the analysis, we have to run it multiple ways. In for someone, just if you show up to like a Social Security seminar or one of those things, they'll just run a calculation based on your age. And if you live to 85, here's the most you'll get out of Social Security. Getting the most out of Social Security isn't the end all be all, because what if you get the most out of Social Security, but that strategy cost you a lot more out of your portfolio because you had to delay it to take that. So sometimes it makes sense. So here's a situation where when I was sitting with a client, we actually delayed Social Security for a few years. And the reason was because they had a window of time where they wanted to keep their tax bracket as low as possible, and they wanted to convert some of their pre-tax money to tax-free money. They wanted to do Roth conversions. And that's one thing we get a lot of questions on is, I make too much money, I can't convert to a Roth. There's limitations on contributing to a Roth IRA, but you can always convert at any income level. And so if you're getting close to this particular client I work with, we decided to delay Social Security a few years so that we could get more money over to Roth. And the because if we did the Roth conversion and triggered Social Security at the same time, their income bracket would be that much higher. So sometimes it does make sense to wait, but everyone's situation is different, right?
No, and it's so true. I mean, I guess too, the reason why we're you know, doing that with our clients, and it's such a big part of your plan, is that, you know, Social Security is very difficult to replicate. I mean, when you do pick it, or again, this is the reasons why the numbers can be so high and why it's such a big decision, is that, you know, for one, when you select your Social Security, that becomes your base.
Yeah.
And Social Security is indexed for inflation, right? So the higher the base that you do eventually decide on, that's the base that then grows with inflation, as well as that's the base that then carries on after the higher income earner passes away.
Yeah, because you only keep the higher of the two.
Right, exactly. So it's indexed for inflation. So the base you eventually choose is what kind of goes up for both you and your spouse. Then it's obviously guaranteed to last as long as you live. But then also it's unrelated to the fate of financial markets. So the idea of financial markets, just think in terms of how when we develop income plans, we talk about that diversification. And this is such a big part of it, because it's such a big pillar or sort of leg to the stool for someone's retirement plan and their income plan. So, I mean, this just gives an example, Derek, of all the things that we're looking at, you know, when we sit down with you, when we sit down with our clients. And it's just, this is just one of many decisions, you know, that needs to be made.
There's some couples, Matt, that are generating $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 from Social Security alone. Mm-hmm. And so you think about what a portfolio would have to look like to generate $80,000. That's like having a $2 million portfolio, right? So it's important to make sure you make the right decisions here. And lastly, Matt, I'll give you the final word here. But if you look at like where things stand and look at like when we're doing a plan, before we can advise on Social Security, the analysis we do, we have to know about their entire situation, their accounts, their income goals, their expenses, the tax liability of each account they own. Only then, when we know their entire situation, can we show them when they can take Social Security or when they should take Social Security. And that varies for every person.
Well, and that's the thing too. I mean, and talk about that too. It's you wouldn't think that health and, you know, how old your parents live to would be part of a sort of a financial planning conversation.
Right.
But it's crucial. It's like, okay, what was the experience of your parents? You know, did they how long did they live? Did they smoke? Did they not smoke? And we try to figure out what your own longevity is both you and your spouse, you know, if you're married, because something like that, something like longevity, which you wouldn't even think would come up in a financial planning conversation and a Social Security conversation, is so crucial, because that goes into the decision.
Have you made an average or above average income throughout your working life? If so, the traditional rules for filing for your Social Security benefits might not apply to you. You've probably been told a ton of times that delaying your benefits as long as possible will yield you the most income from Social Security. But this strategy could cost you some of your hard-earned money in retirement. Why? There's a few different reasons. Because when you consider the impact on taxes and Medicare premiums, plus when you consider the impact of your portfolio that you have to withdraw from in order to delay Social Security, the net-net could be far less money. So make sure you learn how to maximize your Social Security income with our complimentary customized Social Security analysis. The strategies we use are most effective for those of you listening that have saved more than $250,000. So to get your complimentary customized analysis for you, call 508-952-6316. Some advisors charge hundreds of dollars for this particular analysis, so we want to make sure we cover 100% of the cost for it just for the listeners who call today at 508-952-6316. In all honesty, if you're seriously considered or interested in learning how you can get more from Social Security and figure out what makes sense in your particular situation with your tax code and your investments that you have, don't wait. Give us a call now. As you can imagine, with the shows that we have, we get quite a few calls in our calendars for our advisors fill up pretty quickly. So if you've saved up more than $250,000 and you have not filed for Social Security, call 508-952-6316. Again, that's 508-952-6316. When you retire, risk is a four-letter word. Learn the key that can reduce your investment risk and more coming up in our next segment.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. At a time when the world feels like it's filled with fear and panic, we remain calm. When others are making rash decisions based on emotions, we remain vigilant and committed to sound strategy. At SHP Financial, we are dedicated to helping our clients achieve their retirement goals through any type of challenge. We were here to help our clients through the Great Recession, and we're here now to help you get through this dark time as well. That's why we created our Keep Calm and Retire On webinar. It's available now. Register today at shpworkshops.com. Nothing lasts forever, and we will recover from this too, so it's important not to panic. So if you are not confident in your current plan, have concerns about your exposure to market volatility, or are worried about your retirement income, this webinar is for you. Register today for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Like we've talked about on the show, you know, this entire show, there's so many things going on in the world right now that, and a lot of it's out of our control. But if we start focusing on things you can control, there's some progress that we can potentially make in your nest egg starting immediately. I'm Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck here. Keith is off for today. But on the SHP Retirement Roadmap on today's show, we've been talking about four specific things that you can control now that could have a huge impact on your retirement savings. Coming up in this segment, the most important thing you can do right now that could minimize your investment risk. And as part of our roadmap process, Matt, part of the investment plan is always reassessing risk, always making sure we have a plan for our clients, because once you get to retirement, we were talking to a client, both of us, in the last couple of weeks that signed on board on our team, and we were working with her, and she goes, "Guys, the reason I chose you is that I get one chance at this. And I know this is what you guys have done since 2003, but we get one chance to get this right. And if we have a bad sequence of returns and we're pulling money out at the wrong time out of the wrong account," she's like, "I can't go back to work. This is it. I've saved up all I've saved. My husband saved up everything he saved. This is what we have to get us through the rest of our lives."
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, controlling the amount of risk that you have in there, you can do that.
Correct.
And it's through things like diversification. And I think, you know, we talked a little bit on an earlier segment about, you know, income diversification, about having those different sources. And so the same idea of diversification, you're going to see, you know, across pretty much everything we talk about. Even when we talk about tax planning, we talk about tax diversification. So, all right, so what is diversification and why is it so important? Well, it's important. Let me start with that question. It's important because these are very, as we were saying, very uncertain times. I mean, the bears, you know, usually everyone's in a bull market, everyone's rah-rah and everyone's having a great time. But due to COVID, due to the pandemic, the bears are out there. I mean, you will see plenty of people that are going to say that the market's going to collapse again, that there'll be a second wave coming. I mean, there are so many different things, and they're rightly so. They're right to hold that opinion, but things could go bad. And if things go bad, you know, the volatility that we've been experiencing is going to continue, you know, down that path. And so people ask, like, okay, all right, so now I know it's important, because if I'm, you know, if I'm losing this money, and we, you know, Derek, you'd use a term called sequence of returns. If people are using that money for their income and they're pulling and drawing money out of a volatile market, they could be selling when the market's low.
That's something I want to, if you're close to or near retirement and you're very equity based and you're pulling money out and selling equities while the market's going down, that is a huge recipe for disaster. And so at a minimum, from a diversification standpoint, you want to make sure you have enough assets that are relatively conservative, whether it's cash, bonds, certain types of annuities, things that you know you can get your hands on without a ton of market volatility. And what that does is it buys other monies that you have in your portfolio that can be longer term in equities.
Well, and right, because what diversification is, the idea of diversification is having sort of a portfolio, using all of these things, cash, dividend paying stocks, annuities, you know, growth stocks, municipal bonds. I mean, the list goes on and on. But the whole idea is that certain ones are going to be doing great during certain times, while other ones are going to be doing awful during certain times. But the idea is that if you have them all together, kind of in a nice, well-organized bundle, then it's not hurting your income because you're drawing from the assets that are unaffected, you know, by the volatility. And so you're letting the growth and the ones that are highly volatile, you know, kind of go on their merry way. And that's the whole idea. It's protecting you against the downside. It's protecting you against, you know, this big, massive sell-off that has a huge impact on your retirement.
And it has to be maintained, too. It's like a garden. You let it go for a while, and the weeds start growing and overtake the vegetables. It doesn't last long. But if you have a team, or like we do, we're always tilling the garden. We're always analyzing the portfolio from a risk standpoint, from the cost standpoint, to rebalancing, to all these things that have to be taken into a well-diversified plan. So it sounds great. Yeah, diversify. But you have to really make sure you have someone doing it for you.
No, it's such a good point, and sorry to cut you off, Derek, but I mean, it's such a good point because, you know, it's not a one-time deal. I mean, we actually just here in SHP, we're basically rebalancing anywhere from 2 to 4 times per year. So not only are we diversifying, but then we're also kind of going back to that same project 2 to 4 times a year.
Not every year. It depends on the year. Right. We're not doing it for no reason.
Right.
But there's been a lot of reason to do it recently. In the last six months.
And it's because of that. It's because the whole idea of we want to minimize volatility. We want to minimize the downside loss to our clients' portfolios, because if that happens at the wrong time, you know, if it happens during their retirement years where now we're in the withdrawal schedule, you know, now we're in the distribution phase. Now, if the markets do fall a certain amount, we might not be able to come back from that. I mean, there's so many different things that can happen, and you do not, as you were saying, Derek, I mean, people have one chance
at this. You get one chance at retirement, and you got to do it right. And one of the things I'll mention again, Matt, everyone's focused on investment risk, but if you're looking at investment risk by itself and not including the tax risk is huge. Because let's say you're in a 20% bracket now and you're pulling $50,000 that you need to live on from your IRA. Well, that's about, basically you have to take about 60, take 10, send it to the government, and you keep 50, right? Let's say taxes went from 20 to 30%. Now you have to take around $65,000 to keep the same $50,000. Nothing's changing for the better in your situation, other than if taxes go up, you have to pull more money out of your portfolio to keep the same amount, which is equivalent to a loss. So if you're listening right now, do you have an IRA? Do you have a 401k? I know you want to think about that as being your money, your account, but it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And if you don't take advantage of some of the defensive tax planning strategies now, your retirement savings could end up being a fraction of what they are today. We've talked about this today and many times before. Learn how you could potentially save a good chunk of money in taxes when you retire with our complimentary customized retirement tax analysis. This free analysis will show you the defensive tax planning strategies that could, you know, everyone's situation's different, but it could potentially help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars within your 401k, IRA, pension, and other tax-deferred retirement accounts. Some advisory firms may charge thousands of dollars for this customized analysis. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for those who call from today's show. The strategies that we use, or these specific strategies, are best suited for people who have saved more than $250,000. But if you've saved high six figures, seven figures, or even eight figures, the savings and taxes could be even that much more substantial. To get your complimentary analysis, call 508-952-6316. Do yourself a favor. If you're seriously interested in how you could possibly save more money in taxes, don't wait. Taxes, the tax code could change. It could take an act of Congress. Right now, it's supposed to change in 2025. But who knows what's going to happen with the upcoming election? Call right now, because we only have a handful of slots for these appointments every week, and our calendars do fill up pretty quickly for the advisors here at SHP. Learn again how you could save some money in taxes when you retire with our complimentary retirement tax analysis by calling 508-952-6316. Again, 508-952-6316. Stay tuned for the final segment. Matt and I are going to leave you with our top two or three takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Everyone, except your retirement plan, seems to be getting a bailout. And every market drop only heightens your awareness of just how vulnerable you might be. There are no second chances at retirement, and what's taken you a lifetime to accumulate seems to be disappearing almost overnight. If you're ready to take back control, then start today by watching SHP Financial's complimentary webinar to learn what's happening, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Register online at shpworkshops.com and watch it right now. There are strategies you can put in place to help protect yourself from market volatility and to help protect your retirement income from market losses. Call SHP Financial for a complimentary phone or virtual meeting at 800-227-7777 or check out a webinar online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on this show, Matt and I talked about so much as it involves your retirement, from how much taxes you're going to pay in retirement to generating income in retirement to Social Security planning strategies to investment risk. And all this is part of the SHP Retirement Roadmap. I'd urge you, if you miss any of the show, if you missed any of it and you want to go back and listen, however you listen to your podcasts, go there and just type in SHP Financial. You can subscribe and you can listen to this show and past shows and other content right there. But this is important because, again, these subjects that we're talking about really have a big impact on your retirement and what we like to think of for our clients, the success of your retirement. And so, Matt, when we, out of all the things we talked about today, what was your big takeaway?
Derek, thanks, Derek. I want to go back to the Social Security portion of what we talked about and controlling what you can control, right? And so you can control when you take Social Security. I mean, you control that process of figuring out when to go on claim, at what age, and things along those lines. I want to emphasize how you really have one chance. You have one chance of retirement. You have one chance of claiming on Social Security. And these are decisions that you can't go back on. You know, once you claim on Social Security, that's it. You're on claim. And we talked about how, you know, there's potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars that get left on the table by people that just, you know, say, oh, hey, well, I'm going to go on now and I'm 62 or 67 or no, I'm going to delay all the way until 70. It's like, no, you need to look at, like, you know, working conditions, taxes, your investments, your spouse, your health, all these different things to make just this one decision, to get this one decision right.
I agree.
And that's just one piece of your overall income plan. And which is just then income plan, just one piece of a five-step
comprehensive plan.
I mean, so that's really my point, is that, you know, control what you can control in so many different ways, but you can start at Social Security, but it extends in all these different areas. And just to let you know that you want to take every opportunity, because this is your one chance.
Now, that's a good point, because you get one chance at it. And that's what people always ask, what makes you different at SHP? All the stuff we're talking about, you don't have to go to this person and get a Social Security analysis, this person get an income analysis. It's all part of the SHP retirement roadmap. So we have almost all these individual plans. As you're listening right now, we have all these individual plans that make up your roadmap that go through Social Security analysis, income analysis, tax strategies, investment risk, healthcare, estate planning, and so on. And so as you're listening, like Matt said, everyone else is telling you to delay your benefits as long as possible. We're telling you that might not be the case for Social Security. You may want to trigger it earlier, depending on your situation. And there's so many things that can factor in here that we want to make sure we analyze for you. So if you've saved up $250,000 or more, you want to call and get your free or complimentary Social Security analysis now, 508-952-6316. But what I want to go back to a little bit earlier, Matt, in one of the segments that we talked about, and it came down to taxes. And we've mentioned this before, but I'm asking you right now as you're listening, right? If I asked you how much you've saved for retirement, you probably can pull that right off the top of your head. I this is how much I've saved. If I asked you how much taxes you'll pay on your savings in retirement, you might be looking at me like with your head sideways, like, that's a tough question, right? Because how much you've saved for retirement is meaningless unless you know how much you'll be taxed on this money. So what we want to do is help teach you and help you want to learn some defensive tax planning strategies that could help you dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement with what we call our retirement tax analysis. It's a specific thing we do within your retirement roadmap plan. And this analysis will show you the defensive tax planning strategies that could potentially help you save tens, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Again, everyone's situation is different, but at least explore it, right? At least explore it with your IRA, 401k, Social Security benefits. It's all there. Some advisors charge thousands of dollars for this tax analysis, but we're going to cover 100% of the cost for those listening right now. The strategies are best suited if you've saved $250,000 or more, but if you save seven figures, eight figures, the tax savings could obviously potentially be even that much more. To get your complimentary analysis, call right now, 508-952-6316. If you're seriously interested in how you could save potentially a small fortune in taxes, call now. We only have a handful of slots open. We have appointments that book every week with our advisors, and our calendars do fill up pretty quickly from the show. So call right now for this complimentary tax analysis at 508-952-6316, 508-952-6316. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you as always by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.